USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Cautious optimism. Health officials say the nation still has a ways to go, but that social distancing seems to be working in the fight against coronavirus. President Trump at yesterday's White House briefing.
The number of new cases is stabilizing.
Federal Dr. Anthony Fauci agrees, but adds,
don't get complacent about that, because what's going to happen 2.5 weeks from now is really what's going to happen with regard to the people who are getting new infections.
More than a quarter of Americans have lost their jobs or had pay cuts because of the coronavirus shutdown. The CNBC All-America Economic Survey shows the biggest and fastest decline ever in the public's view of the economy, but more than half the people surveyed said they do believe it's going to improve by next year. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Just announced, John Mellencamp, Neil Young, and Dave Matthews will be joining Willie Nelson for a streaming Farm Aid concert this upcoming Saturday. The stars will be performing from their homes for the digital concert, which will then raise funds and awareness for farmers being impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying the federal government has enough money for small businesses hit by the pandemic, telling CNBC yesterday he's confident Congress will release additional funding on top of the original $350 billion already being distributed. Mnuchin assuring small business owners that if they don't get a loan this week, they will get a loan very soon. Fewer Americans, though, are backing the president's job with the economy. A new poll for CNN shows 48% of respondents approve of how the president's handling the economy, which is down 6 points from last month. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Despite the fact they're still selling at the drive-thrus and by delivery, the world's most well-known fast food chain is taking a hit because of the coronavirus pandemic. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
McDonald's says its global same-store sales for March were down 22%. Because of the pandemic, the fast food giant had reported sales increases of over 8% in the previous 2 months. Sales at U.S. stores dropped 13% in March. It was worse internationally, where same-store sales fell by about 35%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Does it seem like your computer is starting to drag a little? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some advice.
With everyone being quarantined at home, is your computer slow even though you pay for high-speed internet? If so, there could be a number of reasons. An easy way to check out how fast your internet is to go to a site that will tell you what your upload and download speeds are. Ken Colburn with Data Doctors suggests using a site called TestMy.net. He tells ABC 15 News in Phoenix,
it's a much more realistic way to test your internet connection.
Colburn also says you have to run multiple tests.
Well, you need to do it at 3 different times a day, at least 3 days in a row. So you get at least 9 different tests, and then you average those out.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.